AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
God bless America.
Pope Francis covered a lot of topics in his speech to Congress today, spiritual and political. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, it was a packed House chamber, and as you said, the Pope covered a lot of ground in his historic speech. On immigration, he urged lawmakers to embrace the stranger in our midst.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons.
On climate change, Pope Francis urged Congress to deal with what he called the environmental deterioration caused by human activity. And he alluded to gay marriage, saying the family today is, quote, threatened perhaps as never before from within and without. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander live on Capitol Hill. The Pope leaves Washington later today for New York. Just outside Mecca, during the Hajj pilgrimage, more than 700 people were killed in a stampede. Close to 700 others were injured. The AP's Aya Betrawi spoke to survivors.
They say that they were heading around 8 in the morning to a symbolic stoning of the devil when a crowd coming back from the facility met them. And that's apparently when the stampede happened.
This was the second major disaster during this year's Hajj season. A crane collapse in Mecca nearly 2 weeks ago left 111 people dead. President Obama welcomes Chinese President Xi Jinping to the White House later today. A spokesman at the Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with President Obama Monday. Putin will speak at the United Nations Monday. Recent Russian military shipments to Syria have worried the U.S. and allies. The government says new home sales jumped by more than 5% last month. That followed an even bigger jump in July. Stocks are sharply higher right now. The Dow is down more than 200 points. This is AP Radio News. Leaders of the European Union are meeting to talk about improving security as more migrants arrive. The AP's John Thor Dahlberg is in Brussels.
The most important thing was to regain control of their borders. And to do so, they have agreed to beef up their own border controls by providing more resources, including personnel and equipment, to help the EU's border control agency, Europol, which is the EU's police agency.
Meantime, police in Hungary say more than 10,000 refugees and other migrants entered the country in a single day, the highest number this year. Pope Francis may not have had a direct impact in advancing peace talks in Colombia, but people involved in the talks say the pontiff hovered over the negotiations. The surprise agreement, after years of negotiations, was worked out partly because of the desire by the rebels to make the announcement during the Pope's visit to Cuba this week. The agreement was announced a day after the Pope left. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.